evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to Hot and Orbital Live, broadcasting this week from 320 light years outside the bubble at the site of this week's shenanigans. I am Dick Chafing.
I'm Rudolf Hucker, and this geezer looks like it's spurting like a good'un.
I just can't watch.
I'm placing bets.
I've got the medical kit.
And I've got a strange itch that I can't reach. Right round the back.
Oh. Oh. Oh gosh. Full steam ahead as Flossie goes digital.
Nip trip for unlucky nutty trucker.
Lost leader causes Christmas kerfuffle.
These are small, but the ones out there are far away.
Digestion suggestions leave Wotherspoon in a spin.
Hackswing, make a station announcement.
Lou's got something worth listening to for a change.
And Norman might just have the week off.
First tonight, there are reports that one Commander Flossie had to be rescued by the HAC, the Hutton Automobile Club, from a weekend's testing of data point scanning with fellow commanders Palantir, Vantian, and Lithobreaker. On thrusting her throttle to the max and charging straight into danger, screaming, "Come get some, you little skimmer rotters!" firing every which way, a loose bottle of gin in the cockpit appears to have wedged itself on the throttle pedal, and her furious, fastest flat foot stomping on the go-faster flap snapped the linkage, leaving her with, to all intents and purposes, a digital throttle. Whilst charging at a highly armed and well-defended surface installation at full speed is both bold and brave, when attempting a complex three-point turn inside the complex, wheel spin and massive forward or backward acceleration left her SRV and significant portions of the superstructure of the base in dire need of a good panel beating. Not to be deterred, this most rugged of Hutton truckers completed the mission in a destruction derby style that banger racers would be proud of, performed a perfect combat docking back with her diamond back, and then performed an aerobatic display over the battered and broken base just for kicks. Let it never be said that something as simple as broken controls can stop this Hutton trucker in her tracks.
Not to be outdone in the shenanigans in the last week, two Hutton commanders were delivered a NIP by the Pilots Federation on Tuesday. The NIP, or Notice of Intended Probing, was issued after an automated detection system was triggered due to, and we quote, unexpected readings in the odometer area, flying furiously, and supercruise speeding in a sidewinder. Whilst we're not sure what triggered the pending probing at this juncture, given that the two parties summoned to Commander Braven's office are Rincewind Cymru and Mr. Shouty, we think it's probably something to do with drawing things on the galaxy map, sidewinder shenanigans, and very possibly saying rude things about jumpers. Commander Intarius Fusion, clerk of the course for the 80 days around the Verse ship rally, denied that the event had anything to do with the police investigation, and that as far as he was concerned, both pilots behaved in an exemplary fashion throughout, whilst checking his liability insurance, escape route, alibi, and flameproof undergarments.
A summit of Federation and affiliated factions was derailed yesterday due to a location mix-up. Galto leaders gathered for an annual defense summit and trade show in an old Earth location known as the Grove. There were in-depth discussions regarding finance, strategic placement of assets, and exactly how many volts it takes for a shock rod to make someone pee themselves when stunned. Weapons companies showed off their wares, including the new Enforcement Drone 209 series by Omni Consumer Products, personal megaships which are expected to come to the market soon, and power armor for Momus Bog Spaniels. Things went askew for President Zachary Hudson when his presidential transport was mistakenly redirected to Elf Grove, a Christmas-themed resort in Old Earth's North Britain. Staff at the park refused entry to the misplaced president, and the substantial entourage resulting in a standoff between the president's FSS bodyguards and the elves of Glitter Mallow Valley. In a showdown with the Sparkbum Fairy, President Hudson was heard to shout that he would bomb the shizhole back to the Funking Stone Age if they didn't let him in. She responded by telling him that he was a grumpy, wumpy, poopy pants Grinchmongle. It was at the park, as the park manager asked the group to take the angry orange-faced clown away, that news came through informing presidential aides that they would have to relocate to the Grove for the summit. In a press conference at the Grove, Hudson confirmed that the Federation is now at war with the people of Elf Grove, and that he would send his new Biglier planetary assault megaship into the area by the end of today. He also pledged to build a giant ice wall across the border with North Britain, which the people of Glitter Mallow Valley would pay for. Elf spokesperson Tootsie Sugarplum said, "The wall thing is a great idea. We can turn it into a candy cane mine and people will flock to it. We are happy to pay for the wall, but only in our elf currency, which is hugs." He also sent a personal message to President Hudson, warning, "The president is behaving like a cotton-headed ninny muggins and will make Santa's naughty list if he isn't careful. We will keep you informed on developments as they happen."
It appears that there is a joker at work in the galaxy whose aim is to convince us that we're all like Alice in Wonderland. No, not someone who'll drink anything that comes in a bottle. We'll leave that to Cecil. More in that we're getting much, much bigger. Or much, much smaller. And not in the "it's nearly Christmas, I'd better go on a diet, sod it, I might as well start in the new year and make it a really good diet" kind of way. Our sculptress of miniature masterpieces, Commander Claire Helen, recently received a giant Hutton mug, described as "funking big" by passers-by, designed to help her feel at home with one of her miniature pilots. At the other end of the scale, see what I did there, Commander Major General Noctivagus has enlisted the help of Commander Claire Helen to carry out the coup of the century. As everyone knows, genuine Hutton mugs cannot be bought, only earned. This was the basis on which the commander decided to smoke out those who would seek to ignore this rule, whilst raising money for charity at the same time. The Major General cleverly photographed miniature Hutton mugs and offered them for sale. Orders from would-be Hutton mug owners came flooding in, and soon, sooner than expected, the Major General had completely depleted his stock. Recipients of the miniature mugs, embarrassed to have been caught out by such an obvious scheme, have been careful only to take photos where the mug is much closer to the camera, trying to pass them off as the real thing. The Major General raised 800 credits with this event, and who knows, maybe the miniatures will become collector's items in the future.
Commander Weatherspoon, prolific media personality, commentator, and acrobat. The commentator and acrobat interviewer had a near news incident this week, shortly before beginning the most recent episode of He Reads the News So You Don't Have To for tonight's show. He was viciously and unexpectedly attacked from behind with some actual news from the Galnet News Service. Having received a few days' worth of suggestions of articles that people would like an in-depth analysis of, and a few nuggets that needed pulling out and giving a polish, he was all prepared for his Thursday cut and thrust of witty repartee when the proverbial rug was pulled out from under him with the arrival of some real news for the first time since the third week in November. Here at Hutton, whilst we have our finger on the pulse of the news that everyone wants to hear, we've been mystified as to why the Galnet News Service has been having a sabbatical the size of which makes look what's Harf Schirrer. Galactic News Service has been having a sabbatical the size of which makes most malingering politicians look like indentured labour. Where are all the salacious tales of wrongdoing in the Empire? Whatever happened to the Thargoids? Is the universe bored of tales of federal politics? Where can we find our Sunday crossword? To find out what he found out and to hear the most important and only real news in the galaxy, you'll have to tune in later tonight to his digestion and hear the gurglings and goings-on firsthand.
Incoming encrypted transmission. Decrypting. Decryption complete.
Stand by for a message from Haxcom Actual.
Okay, Haxwing. Tharg remains slumbering like the old ones, and our break in the war continues. While we await his reawakening, there are still 69 damaged stations out there awaiting repair supplies. Those carrying conveyors of considerable quantities of cargo, Operation Ida, can always use our help hauling those goods. And just like last year, Operation Ida is celebrating the holidays with the heartwarming and helpful holiday haul. It will kick off on December 14th with an effort to deliver the full manifest of repair supplies to a station in 24 hours and continues with events through January 5th. If you want to get involved, head on over to OperationIda.com and click the Holiday Haul hyperlink in the header. And while you're there, and if you can, consider donating to their Holiday Haul charity, the Cancer Research Institute. Remember, truckers, Tharg may return at any time, so stay alert, keep your eyes on the signal sources, and always be ready to defend the mug.
Hexcom message complete. Defend the mug.
End encrypted transmission.
Excellent news, truckers. Only WISE 0855-0714 is above 60%. You may all take a small swig of your Mega Gin. Once you've done that, pop over to Avic and give us a bit of a boost, as those cheeky Syrians are creeping up on us again. We're expecting a rush on Federation rank grinders, so keep an eye out. Most of our systems have a Federal faction below us, which may help us to get down to 50% where we want to be, but we don't want to drop into anyone's clutches. Not clutches, that's different. So make sure we have at least 40% influence and a 15% gap over the next faction. Over in Colonia, we have some boom going on, so fill your holds and get some profits. Bounties to go to Fort Mug only, expiration data to Tier, please make sure it's our station, and missions from Eol Procol Centauri and Tier, please. Over to Norma.
As a result of winning the recent CT for the Interstellar Initiative, the Golconda, any Federation rank will be earned at double rate between today and the 16th of December. There is also a discount on all Federation ships during this time, reported to be around 45%. A good time to rank up with the Federation and buy one or more of their ships. There's also a new rare good, Apar Vaiti, available from the new station, Forester's Choice, in the Upankilis system, as well as a decal for anyone landing at the station of either of the megaships currently. Anyone landing at the station or either of the megaships currently present in the system.